It's been so long since I've made any sort of recording about the work that I do, and I'm here because of breath work. So I wanted to just take a minute to share a little bit about what the type of breath work that I guide, what it is, and who it's for, and things like that, because while in the many years that I held breathwork circles, facilitated breathwork, and put myself out there in all the ways, it's been a handful of years since I've been really in the swing of things. So I would say the last couple of years, I was teaching a lot online through Frequency Mind and other studios, and I was doing some pop-ups. But I'm returning back this month with the hope and the intention of doing a monthly breathwork circle. We'll see how it goes. But I feel like this is a space where old and new will come together. So for those of you who have already experienced breathwork with me, this is not going to be anything new. But for those of you who are new to it or considering it, let me explain a bit what it is. The type of breathwork that I'm offering is, it's called like, I mean, it doesn't really have a name, emotional release breath work, or it's a three-part breath, two inhales, one exhale. Maybe it's a two-part breath. There's no real way to designate the type of breath unless you hear it. So I'll do it for you. It's two inhales, one exhale all through the mouth. So that's what it sounds like. And it's not a breath that's going to calm you down. At the end of most of my classes, I do some form of deep breathing, some sort of breathing pattern to calm the body. This is not it. What this does is this puts the body into the space of experiencing what we've been holding in our bodies that we haven't wanted to visit necessarily. So what it would look like is maybe when we were younger, we were made fun of and we felt fear or shame, and we didn't have a place to experience letting the feelings of sadness out or anger. And so we bottled it up, walked away, and put on a brave face. And that experience stays in our body. And so the way that we are able to release it is by going into this breathwork experience. The pattern will start to allow those feelings to come up and override the brain. So as we're doing breath work, about 4 or 5 minutes in, maybe we start to notice that we're not really thinking as much and our bodies are starting to experience tingling and the response from adding oxygen, more oxygen than we're depleting. And so for many, they might feel, well, you can experience anything, but usually the first time it's just you're trying to drop in and see what it's about, and a lot of resistance maybe comes up. Maybe you stop the breath and take a break. But eventually you start to go into those spaces that have sort of ruled your life in this quiet way by staying in the somatic body and teaching us to keep our voices low or not to do certain things, not to trust. And so slowly we start to dive into those spaces without trying, but just allowing the breath to guide us and feel what comes up. And so during that space, you might feel sadness, joy, excitement, fear, anything can happen. And you're totally in charge the whole time. You can take breaks as you'd like. The room is usually pretty electric and it feels really good to breathe in group because you're not doing it alone. You're hearing other people breathe. And what I do, aside from guiding you through the breath, reminding you how to breathe in this pattern, is I'm there so that if you're feeling something and you're not sure what to do, you can come to me, raise your hand, and I'll come over. So again, this breathwork is an emotional release breathwork. It's a breathwork that helps you let go. It helps you feel. And when you're done, you feel really relaxed because you've let so much go, maybe a little bit elated, probably a little bit hungry. It's just amazing, and it changed my life. I was using Xanax and alcohol to get through the day because my anxiety was so extreme. And when I started breath work, I had to start breath work because I had to do something to get off all the stuff I was taking. It took some time, but eventually, within a few months, I was not having so many panic attacks. And now it's been, I don't know, years since I've had one, and I was basically living with anxiety. I had OCD, or have, I'm in recovery, I don't know, or tons of anxiety, fear, and all the things. And this gave me the space to just let my body go back into the tight spots that were holding all the energy of that. So I know this probably sounds really like mumbo jumbo. I'm not being very clear because I'm trying to talk to an entire audience of people. But if you have questions, you could DM me or email me and I will answer them. Actually, if you message me and ask a question, I will anonymously post it and answer it. So everyone gets the experience of learning from what you were curious about. I'll be doing this breath work starting this month in Boonton at Zenden. If it goes well, we'll continue. If it doesn't, we won't. So let me know if you're interested. And if you want the link, it's sliding scale, small space with a maximum of 16 people. So it's a good intimate way to start. I hope that you are enjoying your day and maybe feeling some hope in this new year. I know hope can feel tough at times, but I think we can always hold it. All right. Have a great day.